The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What's up, everybody? Happy weekend. Another Best Bits. And Raymundo is joining me. What's up, Ray?
Yeah!
Some of y'all noted it's been a little bit since Ray's been on. He had some crazy life things happening, so he just needed a little break.
Yeah, I was going through a mental breakdown.
Well, you also were moving into a house, and like there was a lot happening. But you're back.
Yeah. I had production work on the back end of it, so it was different than Lunchbox. He's paid to just talk. Eddie, I believe he also does videos and talk. So because of the production stuff, I just felt I needed some time away.
That's okay. But you're back now.
I'm back. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to have you back. We got some crazy bits that happened on the show this week. Raymundo did geek out over Sam Hunt, which we're going to dive into some more. Lunchbox blasted somebody on the show. We did a draft of soothing sounds. Blanco Brown was on with us. And somebody on the show was dubbed the most difficult employee. You're never going to guess. And we did a Never Gonna Get It. And then we also did Things We Are Boycotting. So those are the bits this week if you want to catch up on part two. But for now, Ray, I need to hear about the country life. How's the house, the move-in? Give me the latest.
Let's see. The current up to the second, up to the minute update.
Yeah.
It was a smooth move. That was all good. But then we were able to move in and get an appraisal because before you can move into a house, even though my father-in-law was our contractor, you still have to get it appraised and stuff before you can just move in. You can't just start moving your stuff.
Did you think you could just start moving your stuff?
Kinda. I mean, nobody really says, hey, there's got to be you got to get these inspections done before. So it had to be done, you know, once we got the approval, boom, in a week process then to get moved in. Not to get too boring or anything. So, but anyways, because of that, it was just, boom, all right, here you go. You're moving in now. And then I had to take off from work, running across town, different vehicles. We had our company that we had hired made it pretty smooth, but... And then we got moved in, but we got an appraised without landscaping done. So then now we're still going through the landscaping process, which is fine. My father-in-law started it in August. So
the house.
Yeah.
And building the house.
And finished it in 5.5 months.
Which is insane.
Yes. So we're all fine, but it's just, I mean, we're putting up a couple, you know, a door here, landscaping, but having something that is your own, living in the country, driving to the country, working in the city, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
What is the biggest difference you've noticed from going from like living in the city to now living in the country?
Well, I experienced it when I would go visit my wife's parents' house. It was unbelievable. It's just a calm. It's a sense of peace that comes over you. We would do it maybe a couple times a year when they would go vacation. We'd go watch their house. So we'd stay there. And there's just something about going to the country. And it's, you can't be in the city 7 days a week. And I did that. I lived downtown for 7 years. West Nashville, pretty much city too. Where I go, I mean, there's nothing but cornfields, soybean fields, fields of people that are planting crops. It looks like raspberry fields. I don't even know some of them. But when you just sit on your patio and there's no noise and it's birds and trees and then I come to the city Monday through Friday at the rat race. So I'm a country mouse though.
You know, I never suspected you to be like, you know, I enjoy the calm of country all people.
Yeah. You really have to have that dichotomy. You just can't go 100 miles an hour, 100% energy 7 days a week, which I was doing for the past, and probably when I was born, I don't know, past 38 years of my life.
Raging since you came out of the womb.
Yes. The weekends are my favorite part. And then we still, heck, we'll go a month without going downtown. We'll say, hey, want to sneak downtown for the bars? Because they're different in the country.
Do you have bars that you like, though, and where you're at?
Yeah, we found a really sick one. I'm not giving the name because tourists will get there and it will be no longer sick.
Will you give me the name? Like, can I come and hang out with you guys there?
Definitely. Okay. And, I mean, the drink menu. The thing I got is going to sound, Cowgirl Coffee. And I go, can y'all please change the name of that?
You don't like Cowgirl Coffee?
But.
Why, it needs to be Cowboy Coffee?
Within 2 seconds of going there, we met the owner. So nice. Invited us back. Already gave us a discount. So, I mean, it's just country nice.
Yeah. What about drive-in? Because you do have a much longer drive now.
25 minutes.
You good?
Yes.
You're like, that's great.
All I do, what you guys are listening to right now, is what I do. I love podcasts. I listen, because before my drive was about 10 minutes, so you're not going to click on your phone and start a podcast when you're about to get to work. Now, that's all. I love to podcast.
What's your podcast that you listen to? Sore Losers.
Sure, Sore Losers, Best Bits, Bobby Bone Show.
Okay, what's your actual one, though? Like, what's a podcast you like listening to?
I don't know. I don't like telling them.
Why?
Because I enjoy listening to females. Because
why are you weird about that? Just saying.
Call Her Daddy's good.
Okay.
And then Alex Earl, her podcast is good. Hot Mass. Okay. But I'd listen to Lunch all day on Sore Losers. I listen to Bones all day on Bobby Bone Show. So I really enjoy and love a female's personality and perspective.
Okay.
So that's why I don't listen to any guy podcasts.
Well, that's okay. That's not weird. I thought you were going to come out and be like, oh, it's really, really bad. But that's great. Those are good podcasts.
Okay.
You okay?
Do you have one?
No,
we're pimping podcasts that aren't Bobby Bone Show.
No, I did try and listen to the New Girl podcast and I couldn't get into it because I loved the show New Girl and they came out with like a recap, mm-hmm. You know, where they watch the episode and they talk about, but it was so long. Like one episode was like an hour and a half and I was like, that's a lot.
But I'm telling you right now, I get it now. I mean, podcasts are the future.
Oh, yeah.
It's changed my life.
We are the future, Ray.
When I wake up in the morning, I thoroughly cannot wait to get in my car and listen to a podcast at 12:30 in the morning. I'm telling you.
That like time frame is kind of weird for me because when you said 12:30, I was like, lunch? And then I realized you drive at like midnight.
Yeah. It's such a high. Yeah. I wish it upon everybody. And maybe you guys are already doing it. You're probably listening to this right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're here.
Oh.
I want to do I took Remy to go out in the cabin. I had a friend's engagement party and a birthday, and she came with me because that was the only way I was going to be able to go. And I just think, you know what, Ray? Like every pet parent, I feel like, believes this. They have the best pet. Like their pet is the best pet.
Yeah, I don't know about that about Piper right now.
Oh, wait. I need to hear about this.
She's a bad girl.
I need updates. But like I was so proud of Remy. She was so well-behaved. Everybody loved her, and she was just like the cutest little addition to the evening. Yeah. I was really proud of her.
Well, and she seems like she gets along with people easily because the cat
came in.
Well,
she is a therapy dog.
Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel came in.
Yeah, and so I believe Remy can deal with a lot.
Yeah, she's a good one. Okay, so tell me about Piper because we're going to do like the cat minute. I need to know how Piper's doing.
All right, so Piper, bad girl. We are trying to get her to be good girl, but she jumps on everything. She's not as good at Pablo.
Well, she's a cat.
Pablo Scully, same cat, different nicknames. It was almost a year to the day that he passed. Bless his heart and soul. He's living in heaven. So much better place than this earth that we all live on. Anyways, he is just crushing life up there. He was so good. He would lay, cuddle. Piper's a little prickly, so we're trying to get her to cuddle, but she loves to play. And it's really
well,
fun.
Well, she is a kitten still.
She is.
Right? I mean, how old is she?
We're 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, she's still a kitten.
Yeah, but we're demanding parents, so.
I mean, everything I see of the video, she looks like she's living a great little life.
She is. No, she used to run into walls. We had 800 square feet. Now she runs all, I mean, she's out of breath by the end of the day because all she's done is run room to room to room to room.
Have you guys let her go outside at all? Like, is she on a harness or a stroller or anything?
Yeah, harness, stroller. We'll take walks in the neighborhood. And she also has it's not a cage. That's all I can think of to call it. We'll put it on the patio where she can't escape. And she'll just watch
kind of like
birds.
A little netting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But besides that, you just don't want her jumping on what, counters and stuff?
Yeah, after you just clean a counter, that's bad girl. We're trying to get her to be good girl.
You know, it's really hard to train cats. If there's one thing I've learned with Hazel, especially her being like 8, I can't out-train things. Like things can't. It's not like a dog where it's like, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Cats, once they've learned something, there's like no going back.
Right, but I'll teach her until for 16 years if I have to. I'm going to get her to stop going on the counters.
Did you attempt the foil trick where you lay foil everywhere?
We did that. We did that back at the apartment. We actually probably should try it again at the house.
Because I tried it with Hazel and she jumped on the foil like it was no big deal. She's like, what is this?
Well, and also she's kind of a wild cat. So they were cats in the zoo. And then some guy decided they wanted a tamed cat that could go be a lap cat. So this is it's an Egyptian meow cat, Egyptian Bengal.
Meow cat.
Yeah. It's called meow, M-A-U.
Oh, I thought you were just saying like meow because it's a cat.
Meow. So he wanted a lap cat. And so these are domestic. But at a time, they used to be wild in the prairie, you know. So that's what we're dealing with. So she still has a little wild in her. So we're trying to make her go girl. She's bad girl.
She didn't come like straight from the safari, though.
No, she's bad girl. Trying to make her go girl.
I really don't know how to feel that you keep saying bad girl, good girl.
All my friends make fun of me because I say it a million times a day. And then she loves drinking water that's coming from a faucet. She won't drink water that's just sitting there.
What about, no cat likes standing water. What about the waterfall, the cat waterfall?
We do that and she'll knock the whole thing over and dump it out. She will
she
only.
She is bad girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bad girl. We're trying to get her to be go girl.
Okay, so no water fountain is working. Yeah,
well, we got it. We got it now. We found a really good one. I wish I could give the stats or stuff specs on it, but I don't have it. But it's really good. And Laura found it on Amazon, and we love it.
And that one's working.
Yes.
Okay. I was gonna say that's not necessarily a Piper problem. I've learned that no cats like standing water. I think because they're afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And well, and she'll paw at it to make it move.
See, she's a smart cat.
That's good girl. A good girl. Smart girl.
Hazel's doing really good. She's adjusting. I feel like finally, like she's having, we're about to hit her year of official adoption. And I feel like she's adjusted really well.
Oh, we're well, then there. We're the exact same. Piper just hit a year.
Yeah, but like different ages. Hazel's 8.
They got to meet.
Yeah. Your wife and I have been trying to figure that out for a while. But then y'all moved to the country. Oh, okay. I don't know. I could get Hazel in her space backpack all the way out there. She'd be great. She loves her space backpack. Like, if she gets to come along for an adventure, she's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Piper's that way.
Really haven't experienced it. But yeah, she loves riding the stroller and she loves our neighborhood.
So yeah, she would love an adventure. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a Bengal cat.
Right.
They love adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a cat minute.
Yeah, I just told Laura actually that we need to get rid of her. Right. She's been such a bad girl, but she's a good girl.
No, you can't just get rid of an animal when it doesn't do what you want it to do.
But she's not Pablo. She's not Pablo.
Well, no, they can never be. Like, when you've had an animal, especially like kind of a soul animal like that, I'm sure Laura feels that way. Like, when they're that soul connection for you, you can never replace that. That's okay. Just, you're just going to find more that like make your heart expand.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fill a hole. That hole is always going to be there.
Always
going
to have a hole in my soul.
Yeah, from Pablo.
That was deep.
But that's just how it works when you have like that soul connection with an animal.
I hear you.
You can't ever replace them. You could get one that looked identical and you'd be like, you're not the same animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why like ideally I would love to clone Remy because then I could have Remy forever, but it's never going to be Remy.
Yeah, that's some cash though. I mean, you're up in there.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking, you know, take away the money aspect.
Oh, okay. Oh, money doesn't exist?
In this moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just mean that like, cloning Remy would be amazing because I could have Remy forever, but you're not going to get the Remy that I love. You know what I mean? You'll get a different personality and that's just not the same.
Wow. Thank you.
Real deep.
Yes.
The cat dog minute. Okay. We'll be right back. All right. Raymundo, we're going to talk about dating and relationships.
All right.
It's so much fun when we talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to prove everybody wrong. You want to know how?
Yeah.
There's a delusional calculator on the internet. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm proving to people that my standards are not too high. You know why? So this tool is called Keeper.ai. And what it does is you plug in your basic standards for a potential partner, and it uses the U.S. Census Bureau data, and you can calculate how many men or women in the country match your criteria. Wild, right?
Right, but what if more women match your criteria?
Well, you put that you're interested in men or women. I just said that in case a guy wants to do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you put it in. You put in your preferences, your standards, and I did it for me.
Wait, what? I have more men than women?
What? I got 1.02% of all men in the United States will meet my standards, which means I have 1.6 million options for my potential partner.
That's positive, but the 1%, I just look at it as one in every 100.
Well, yeah, but you can't because this is the entire male population in the United States. This is just the United States, too.
Put it on a scale that we understand, Broadway. So I would say any given night you're going out on Broadway, a weekend, there's at least one or two guys you could potentially marry.
There's like thousands of people down there.
I know. But I'm saying
maybe
some
like five.
Some are married, some are older, some are women, some are...
Yeah. Well, that's why so much of it takes down, right? You're already taking down 50% because they're women.
Right. So I would say of the 50 bars... You need to find the two bars that are housing your future husband.
I don't think any of the bars are housing my future husband. I don't think a bar is housing my future husband in general.
Maybe your future husband was sitting on a chair and walling through it or something.
Okay, we had to make the reference. But like 1.6 million, that feels pretty good to me.
Yeah, yeah. But
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to say positive with you, but this world's a big place. Isn't there a billion people?
Yeah, but we're just talking about the United States. And take away 50%, like that's a 1.6 million is a lot of potential options.
Yeah, so that's going to be age range and everything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's age range. It's like you can apply, it's like basic standards, right?
Yeah, but that ain't giving you the numbers if they just got something weird going on with a man.
Well, yeah, okay, listen, I was just trying to prove a point that like there are at least 1.6 million that could be options.
Okay, that's good.
That fit the basic standards.
Yeah.
Because I don't have crazy options and you can get role specific in there. I'm not really like a high standard person. I have high standards for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Well, no, we always just pick apart it on the Bobby Bone Show, but I could easily, this would never happen since I'm married and I don't just go out and wingman it, but I could find you a dude Friday night, you know?
Yeah, like if I just wanted to find a dude and get married, I could be.
I could find you a pretty good one that you would stay with for multiple years.
But maybe not forever.
I should actually turn that into a business. All right, I'm going to write that down.
The next one you pitch to Shark Tank.
Yeah. Matchmaker.
No, it Broadway has to be edition. Wingman. And it has to be something with the like title of wingman. Because there's so many matchmaking.
I know.
You need like a wingman. Because that's a different service.
Right. I picked a service that's already invented, but I'm just doing the Broadway edition because that ain't happening. Right now, people just go get schlit faced on Broadway. There ain't no matchmaking going on.
That is true. Well, there's matchmaking. It's just a little sloppy, a little drunk goggles happening.
You don't remember it.
If you want to go.
Well, we matched at 1 a.m., not 7 a.m., though. Whoa.
Yeah, those are not the forever matches. You know, hard lessons I've learned. Delusional calculator, if you want to look at it and decide yours, is keeper.ai.
I just did it and calculated it. Wow, it said one person. Okay. Her name's Baser.
Aww, wow. Oh, my God. Cute. I hate you. Okay, people are also sharing their weirdest first DMs they've received on dating apps, and I have some really good ones, and I want to know what you think of these.
Yeah, read yours, please.
Okay. Hi, can I ask you a favor? Would you match with me so I can show you the world?
Some dude actually wrote that?
Yeah, these are legit things I've received.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to rate them on a scale of 1 out of 10.
That's 7, because it shows he can travel. It's good. It's kind of AI-y, though.
I wasn't even, like, seeing the travel aspect. That's funny. Okay, just deleted Google when I saw you because I knew the search was over.
That's so bad for.
Did you know you're so hot that you're contributing to global warming?
Like it, 9.
Oh, you do? You like the cheese?
Well, I like that he went out and said, hey, you're hot. No beating around the bush. I'll show you the world. That's why I gave that one a 7. I like a dude in a message that can just tell you exactly what he thinks of you. Attractive wise.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's always that game. Do you like me? Do you like me? Do I like you? Are we attractive? He didn't play that game. He shot his shot.
He shot something. You are straight up too fine for white boys.
No.
No.
Two.
Two. Okay. I'm so confused, Morgan. What's a beautiful, adventurous, and all-around wonderful girl like you doing without a gentleman like me?
Laid it on a little thick, but pretty good and well-rounded. 6.
All right. You were more generous than I was.
Yeah, I liked the hot
global. I don't think I matched
global
with a single one of these.
Okay. The I hot just, global warming funny. Was good.
Yeah, I thought that was a funny, like.
That's funny.
There was another one that was about, like, Spotify. It was like, you need to be on singles. It's something about Spotify. I forgot to screenshot it. These I remember to screenshot, but.
If you were on Spotify, you'd be in the hot country playlist because you're hot.
Yeah, but it was like you're in the single hot single. I can't remember what okay. it is, but it was something. Maybe you can put one together.
I
for
just
us.
Did. Guys, use that one.
All right. Well, there's my dating app experience. So that's what we got. I want to know, though, you were talking. You had sent me something about the show you were watching and things with relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, so The Valley, it's on Bravo. It's just we never did talk about it on The Big Show. The Big Show. No, sorry. You guys don't understand that reference.
Bobby I understand Bone that show. Reference.
Bobby Bone
Sore
Show.
Sore losers.
Bobby Bone Show. The thing is, The Valley, it just started. And it's couples. It's a spinoff from the Vanderpump Rules. And it's a couple new couples. It's the same Jax Taylor, Kristen, the one girl that got canceled in 2000 for something. But she's back. They're all back in The Valley.
I really would like to add that you having the details on all of them. Chef's kiss.
Okay.
Go on.
They lost me because they all got rich and money, and I don't like shows like that. I like to see people work at bars. They all got too rich for bars and started owning them. So I stopped watching. I'm back, though. The Valley, it's in L.A., and they go to this party. They're all, let's say, 30-somethings with two kids under two. They all have family people. Well, they're at a party, and they bring their kids. Some of them have sitters, but the one dude, Jax, a little outrageous, he goes and pantses the other dude because it's kind of an outdoor theme. They were doing a beach. You know, one person has a pool. So he pantsed him. Like, his swim trunks were pulled down and everybody at the party saw him naked.
Oh, because no undies.
No undies. And so I was just wondering, what is your opinion of that? Because I'm going to tell you what his wife did, her reaction to that.
I mean,
getting pantsed at a, it's not just getting pants where you have, you know, your whitey tighties or whatever, your like briefs on. Well, I mean, he was straight. It was a pool theme. So he's basically naked when it happened.
Yeah. I mean, listen. There's two sides of me because, like, the immature side of me is like,
just
oh,
tell
it's
me.
Funny. It's funny. I do, like, my sister and I have had this ongoing joke with my dad since we were kids that we always pants him. Mm-hmm. Like, he always has underwear on, but it's hilarious because, like, he'll be doing something, we catch him off guard.
So, you would have thought it was funny.
I mean, yeah. But also, then it wouldn't have been funny once you saw his little pee pee come out.
His wife was Miss America, so beautiful family. She just started bawling uncontrollably because the whole party saw him naked.
Really?
Yeah. So she was really upset. It lasted a couple episodes. They finally got over it, but they even brought it up again another episode. She still got emotional about
it. It lasted multiple episodes?
Which tells you, it could have been weeks that she was.
I don't think any of the reactions I would have would cry. Maybe I'd be like mortified. I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody saw his penis. But I don't think I would have cried. Would so, you? Like, do you think, how do you think Bay would have responded?
She would have been upset. I don't know if she'd have cried, though.
Like, upset that everybody saw it or upset that it happened?
But you throw in the dynamic of all your friends.
Wait, you didn't answer.
Well, I was thinking, because of all of my friends, she wouldn't have cared. I know my friend group, so I really don't think she would have cared. Because this was their...
Yeah, this is like their friend group.
Correct. It's not just a random group of people.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was an extreme reaction to that. And then there was another one in the same show.
Okay.
Same pool party in the backyard.
Wild pool party.
I know. The Valley, guys. What a pitch. So the one chick, Kristen, who got canceled, and she went and grabbed she did a titty twister.
Okay.
To the one dude. All right?
Yeah.
He did it back to her.
Okay.
And grabbed her boob.
Okay.
What is your reaction? I'll tell you what her fiance's reaction was.
I mean,
she did it to him.
I understand maybe an intense reaction to that, but like you started it. If she didn't start it and he randomly did it, yeah, I'd be fuming. But she started it. It. Like, you can't dish out something if you can't take it.
So her dude was so pissed and had to have a talk with the guy at a bar a week later, pulled him aside, said, hey, don't ever do that again. I didn't think it was cool. The guy ended up saying that he was a little too drunk and didn't really remember it.
Did he also talk to Kristen's wife? Girlfriend?
Kristen just had a fiance. And the dude's wife didn't care.
No, I mean, so like, did Kristen's fiance also talk to her? Because like, she started it.
Right, but he just said that's just uncalled for. He should have never done that. I believe they talked when they were walking in the hills in Hollywood. But
okay, so he did talk to both of them. It wasn't just like going after the dude.
Yeah, I think he went after the dude. If he did talk to Kristen, it was at the party. He was like, oh, I don't think he really.
You see what I mean, though?
But it was an intense reaction from the dude. He was so upset.
Like, how do you think your wife would respond?
I guess it would be how I would respond, because if...
Yeah. How would you respond?
It would be so out of character. I couldn't see any of my friends doing that to Baser. I wouldn't care, because I'd be like, hey, fair game. Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah.
But with all my friends, I really wouldn't. I just don't. Yeah, my people wouldn't have done something like that.
Do you kind of feel like you're just giving me this? I haven't watched any of this. I haven't watched Vanderpump Rules for, gosh, years. But do you feel like they're just like creating storylines? Like, these are the stories. Because they have nothing else to talk about.
Well, now they go into being racist the next episode.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, like, really, they should have sticked with pantsing and titty twisters? Oh, my gosh. But you know what I mean? That feels really juvenile for, like, a reality TV show.
Yeah, and some of these peeps are in their 40s. I believe the one dude's 44.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's more shocking to me than, like, what happened.
Yeah, that's why I brought it to you.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back. Well, we're moving on from titty twisters and pantsing to talk about the sweetest gift you've received in recent memory.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or like kindest or like just awesome. Could be anything.
Crazy you asked me this. I just put together a golf cart. So it's not the one you drive on the course. It's one you just push around your garage. So you put all your golf stuff on it. It has wheels on the bottom.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Wait. So when you say golf cart, it's not... I feel like there has to be another name for it since there's already a golf cart.
I know.
Is it a wheelie? Golf wheelie?
When I said it, I was like, dang, there's definitely something already called that.
Is it a golf wheelie?
Yeah, golf
wheelie. Because it wheels your bag.
A golf wheelie. But it's not while you're on the course. It's just in your garage.
Why do you need it just for moving around the garage?
Because you have a ton of, you have your tees, balls, shoes, your actual bag, the clubs you don't use. You have little, they're called towel ball cleaners.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot.
Golfing.
I got it from my brother-in-law and sister-in-law for Christmas, and we just now got the house, so I was like, let's rock it. Let's put it together. It took me a couple of days. I probably should have got it done in about an hour. Bae's dad would have finished.
It took you a couple of days.
Yeah, Bae's dad would have finished about 10 minutes. But I got all the tools out. I really felt like I was starting to become a family man, put it all together, and it is greatness.
So how big is it, roughly?
Yeah, it's just the size of this table right here.
Okay.
That doesn't really explain to people in their cars, but yeah.
So like 6x6.
Yeah, 6x6, and it's perfect because I can just push it around. You know, if you're about to go golfing, you leave it by the garage. You can put all your stuff back in it, push it over into the corner. It just seems like a thing as golfers, or your bag's like thrown in your car. It's thrown in the corner of the garage. It's organized and great.
Oh, that's like a gift.
Yes.
Did you ask for that, or did they just found it themselves?
No, they just know.
Okay.
They knew I needed it this time in my life.
That's a really good gift. I did just, besides the sunshine box from the man in uniform.
Yes.
That was a great gift. I want your perspective on that really quick before
him
I tell you
box.
My other. Just like that situation, because you didn't get a share.
Well, it makes sense. It all tracks because he's man in uniform, so he's a time away. So some of his gifts are going to be a little outlandish, but is it outlandish if he only sees you once in a landish, you know?
Once in a landish? You just come up with that? Okay, so you don't think it's creepy or love bombing?
No, it would have been creepy if he lived here and you saw him every day, but not at all. If it's something where he's got to be away, whether it's sports, athletics, overseas, military, I have no idea. Whatever uniform he's wearing, a medical professional, that's him putting all of his heart and soul into something that he's not going to then be able to talk about or see you for 3 weeks. So that's 3 weeks of love.
We love it. Team man in uniform, Bobby, Eddie, and Ray.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, my thing that I received, besides the sunshine box, which was very sweet and thoughtful, my sister sent me a bracelet that I can track a sloth.
Wow, never seen a bracelet before.
You had to wait for the rest of it. It's a sloth bracelet, and now I can track a sloth in Costa Rica. Her name is Esmeralda.
Where in Costa Rica?
Well, I can show you, because you download the app, and then you can follow them. In all these places. Last, she was chilling on a beach.
Yeah, until it gets shanked.
Okay, no, don't say that. You know sloths are critically endangered?
Are they really?
Yes.
So bald eagle.
That's the whole point of these is that they have, like, these groups are trying to put together efforts to save them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how far she, there she is. Look how cute she is. Esmeralda. Oh, she's hugging a tree right now.
Show me the part of the country though.
She's currently chilling on a beach.
So it's either the Caribbean side or it's the Pacific side.
Caribbean side.
Oh, wow. That's got to be gorgeous.
Yeah. So she's right around. Yeah, she's straight in like San Jose, Costa Rica.
Well, San Jose is the airport. So that's not it's a little. Oh, that's not.
But she's right on the beach.
Okay.
She's chilling on the beach. But she's on the
Caribbean side.
Yeah.
If you and me just went and tracked her, you think that we'd be able to find her?
Well, so they delay their location.
Got it.
So with sloths, it's a little bit different. They move very slow. So you may have an idea. Like,
you think there's an actual tracker on her?
Yeah, they have trackers on them.
Got it.
And they can lose them. Mm-hmm. That can happen. And then they'll send you a new one to track a different one.
Got it.
But they do this so they can have reports and try and make sure they know the numbers, and all of this money goes to support those rescue efforts and stuff.
Awesome.
So really cool.
That's a good gift.
Sloth's my favorite animal. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't. They delay the tracking so like poachers and stuff can't get them.
What's her name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. If I were planning our vacations for the summer, if I go to Costa Rica, I'm going to find Esmeralda and I'm going to take a picture of her for
you. If you're in that location, yeah, you better.
Okay.
I'll tell you where she is whenever you go.
I just got bit by a snake. I'm still trying to find Esmeralda. I end up not drinking or going to the beach the whole time. It's all just a hunt for Esmeralda.
I did. I was like, listen, I could go down and at least I could probably walk like 0.15 miles mm-hmm. and be in the same area. Because they don't move fast enough.
Right? I mean, a quarter of a mile isn't that far of an area.
Exactly. Yeah. You could cover that in like 20 minutes.
Have I convinced you to go find her this summer?
No, I really want to. I also haven't been to Costa Rica, and I really do want to just go to Costa Rica to see sloths.
Don't get me started. That's a whole nother podcast. That's my favorite country.
Costa Rica is? Yes. Yeah, because you went over there and stayed,
I
right?
lived there for a whole summer.
Yeah. Okay, well, when I do finally get to go down there, you will be my guide.
Yeah. I can tell you anything and everything. Bones was there in a hotel. Do not ask him. He never really went out and experienced it. I know the surf capital.
When
I
you
know,
were living there, did any sloths hang out with you?
Like, no, it was monkeys. There was no sloths.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. I do think they're a little bit deeper in the
But the monkeys, jungle. You'd be at a bus stop and there'd be five monkeys hanging over your head.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, well, speaking of like suggestions, people always love when we suggest things for Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So give me three. Three suggestions
Whoa,
for things.
Three are all country places.
Whatever you want, Ray.
Garth's Bar. You gotta go there.
Friends in low places.
Yes. Garth decided not to name it after himself because he explained it as it's something that's gonna go past him. It's gonna transcend Garth Brooks. So that's why he called it Friends in Low Places. That's your number one spot.
Well, and that's his like number one song. So that makes sense.
And there's some down at the Oasis, because the top is called Oasis, but Oasis is in that song as well. So that's why I call it the Oasis.
It all makes okay. And that's now on Main Avenue of Broadway if you come down to Nashville.
You'll see the sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you got one. Two more.
Let's go for a restaurant. I just recently had it. It's the Cookie Dough Spot at 5th and B.
Oh, are you talking about No Baked?
Yeah, so me and Lunch went and did a video with the hockey team.
Yeah.
A week ago, and I was just feeling fat.
Why do you say you could just want cookie dough?
And so I go, Lunch, we got another 5 minutes? And he goes, yeah, because we had already eaten our meal. I had taco. He had Indian food, I think. And so I go, dude, I've got to get this No Baked cookie dough. I got the... What was it? The monster? Cookie monster?
Oh, yeah.
It was blue.
Uh-huh.
It was so good. The only problem was, after the eating it, I did not want to do the interviews anymore. I wanted to just curl up under the table and take a nap.
Oh, yeah. You went hard eating.
It was so good.
It is. Did you get like a big one or just a small one?
No, just a small one.
Oh, yeah. You don't just a little one.
Yeah, you don't want a big one just because it's not ice cream and it's not cookie dough. It's right in the middle, but you're not going to get salmonella.
Yeah, it's cookie dough you can eat.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good one.
So that's number two, okay. Even though it's been there for a minute. Number
There's
three.
There's also a standalone location, by the way, in West Nashville.
Seen it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of by Centennial Park.
Seen it. What can my other one be an adult place?
Yeah, well.
No. So it's not a bar. It's not a restaurant.
Is it a strip club?
No, it's just me sounding old.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to do like, when you said adult, I was like, is this X-rated?
So I don't know if you guys live anywhere where they have these, but they definitely have them in the Nashville area. So Costco is no longer the top player in town.
Okay.
There's now a place called BJ's.
What?
And it has electronics. It has cooking stuff. It has hardware. It has gas, just like the Costco gas station. It has everything, but it's cheaper than Costco.
Why is it called BJ's?
I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Of BJ, all the names that you could choose?
What does it stand? What does BJ stand for?
Really? I was like, I know you know this. Okay, so it's
no,
like,
I'm saying their, what does their BJ stand for?
I mean, it has to be a dude's name because that is actually a name.
Okay.
But it's just more commonly known as something else.
So look it up.
And is there only one in Nashville?
I think there's two, but there's definitely
never even heard of it.
One when I'm driving home and I see it and we became members and it was very inexpensive. I've already got clothes from there. It's great.
Where did you get this, BJ's?
My third
recommendation. People are going to think you're serious.
I am, though. My third recommendation is a knockoff Costco.
There you have it. If you come to Nashville, go see BJ's.
Do you do three or is it just me?
Yeah, I'll do three. Okay, so Adele's in the Gulch for brunch. Mm. They have a brunch buffet. Holy crap, Ray. I mean, there was homemade biscuits and all kinds of jams. They had a whole buffet in front of all the cooks. There's a dessert stand. They had, I died.
Hate to knock it.
Why do you knock it?
There is massive construction right across the street from there.
Well, yeah, but there's construction everywhere in Nashville.
So I'm going to say you need to wait about a year before you go
don't
there.
Don't wait. Just Uber. I parked it like super easy on a Sunday morning. Rude. Rude. Their food is so good. I had not been, and it's been on my list pretty much since I moved here, and I finally went. I'm like, why was I missing out on this?
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Bluebird Cafe for a show.
Yeah.
I finally went my very first time, and it was so cute. Like, just really intimate space. Although, I will say when I was eating, I felt like everybody was watching me eat.
Yeah, it's a little too small.
Really small.
Really small.
But I got to watch my girl Julia Cole perform and Charles Esten from Nashville. And he talked about stories from shooting Nashville in there, which was like a really cool experience.
But did they? Or did they shoot it a fake one?
The first few episodes they did. And then they created, which he talked about, like they created a set that mimicked it.
Sorry to ruin the show.
Hey, no, you did great. Yeah. So Bluebird Cafe for a show. But you got to get tickets pretty heavily in advance. If I know, that's also why I've never been, because it's hard to get tickets. And then Benji's Bagels for a great bagel sandwich.
You've been posting these. They look really good.
Yeah. I love a bagel sandwich.
So it doesn't seem, it's not I wouldn't say it's a really hard to eat bagel. They look really good when you post them.
They are.
That's
and
what
this
I
place is, it's named after their son. And I believe the people are from New Jersey that created this. So, they like New Jersey is known for their bagels.
Come here. It's your bagels.
Is this your? You may need a little bit more like.
Hey, Marco.
Bluntness on that.
Do we got any more bagels in the back?
It's really good. So if you like bagel sandwiches, Proper Bagel is still up there for me as my favorite, but Benji's Bagel is a close second. So
yeah, and some of these girl podcasters I listen to, they love their bagels. Alex Earl gets a Miami bagel every morning. I don't know if it's the same one you just said, but they're in.
No, but like if you don't eat bagels, what are you doing? Bagels are so good.
If you're not at the beach, where are you at?
I had to do it. All right. We are going to go answer some questions here in a little bit. But Ray, tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, at Sizzin Raymundo on Instagram, Twitter, X, all that stuff. And then Sore Losers, we're on YouTube. And then we also have a podcast, Sore Losers Podcast.
I will say, Raymundo's been working really hard for some YouTube content. So definitely go check out Sore Losers YouTube.
Thank you.
I meant that seriously. Okay, bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.